With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
This is a program that hasn't made the tournament in 7 years. It's not like you're following John Calipari, you know? So I do think that if you're thinking about making a change, which – you know, they're not, but if they were and they were dissuaded by, oh, well, who could be, that's not going to be the issue. We go to Brandon. Brandon, you're on.
Jason and John, how y'all doing today?
What's up, brother?
I agree. If we did decide to move on from Penny, I think it's way too early to think about that. Any coach would love this job. Any coach. You know, look at the practice facility. Oh, my God, it's amazing, right? You get to play in the FedEx Forum. The fans are passionate. We all are passionate. So anybody will take the job, but we still got, you know, Penny, and Penny's going to do a good job. I'm thinking once the tournament starts and we can get everybody healthy, I think we could win it, man. I mean, I know we're looking bad right now, but I don't think we should already start thinking about giving him a pass or – let's focus on next season. No, let's get it together now. Let's get our rotations right and all of that. And let's get ready for the tournament. Go Tigers.
Hey, Brent, thanks for the call. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We go to Mike. Mike, you're on.
Love you guys' show, man.
Thank you, brother.
Want to start off by saying, man, I think that we all, and some of it got to go on Penny's shoulders, too. I think that Penny comes in with his hype and all this thinking he's just going to show up, and it's hard.
Right, it's hard.
It's hard to put it together. And let's be honest, Penny's only coached at a high school and AAU level. I mean, we're taking someone that's been on that little level and putting them up with the greats. It's going to be hard. But what I don't like about what I see when they go to a timeout or things like that and they pan on Penny, like when something goes wrong, he's looking up. He's looking like discombobulated. And I think the players feed on that. As a coach, I don't think that's how coaches should carry themselves.
Well,
it's like he be feeling defeated.
Mike, can we talk about your premise for a second? Like, nobody is putting Penny up with the greats. We're just asking Penny to make an NCAA tournament.
No. I'm saying that he is coaching against coaches that's on a level that he may not been on.
Like Joe
just
Dooley?
Because he played on
like
that
like
level.
Joe Dooley? I mean, come on, man. We're talking about East Carolina right now.
Hey, but let me ask you this. How long? We don't know what he done been through.
Right.
He could be a better coach than Penny.
But I can guarantee
Let's
you
be
this.
Honest.
He ain't got a better roster.
But it doesn't always matter about the roster if he's a better coach. So what I'm saying is Penny is coaching. Penny, we don't know can Penny coach. Penny is growing as a coach, I assume, but on a high school level, and he just went to a collegiate level. I mean, I don't think he's going to be able to do it. You know, I think it's going to take some time for him to learn how to coach.
But as a program, but Mike, the issue is as a program, you don't have another 4 years of not making NCAA tournaments to afford that. I mean, you have to make real choices and real decisions.
His point is Penny can't coach right now, and he doesn't know if Penny's ever going to get it. Isn't that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
He's not saying wait another 4 years to see if he can coach. His point is Penny can't coach, and he doesn't see a sign of Penny improving.
Let's be honest. This was a gimmick. It may not have worked. We knew that he could get players in.
Right.
You're right in some way, Mike. For sure, we had a few more we got to get to.
The word gimmick on that part, because it fixed some things.
It was a little gimmicky. I mean,
were taking someone with no experience who we didn't know who could coach. We knew he was a great getter of talent, is what we literally said then.
Yes. I there's some valid points in there. We go to Curtis. Curtis, you're on.
Yeah. I want to agree with the previous caller. This whole thing with the hiring of Rashid and, you know, the other coach.
Larry.
You know, assistant coach. Yeah, Larry Brown. It was a gimmick. But, you know, you got to give Penny, you know, the benefit of the doubt. He's coaching children. He's coaching 17 and 18-year-olds. Okay?
But so is everybody else, though, Curtis.
Huh?
So is everybody else.
Right, but... They don't have the discipline that the other players do have.
And who does that fall on?
Well, it falls on
the coach.
A lot of people.
No, the coach is responsible for instilling habits.
Well, I get what you're saying, John. I get what you're saying, but you know they still have a responsibility to you know be disciplined and learn.
Right.
They're not doing it. They're not, you know, they're turning the ball over, you know, just, you know, willy-nilly is like they, you know, they have to, you know, they don't have the discipline.
But we can't just put it on the players.
Curtis, thanks for the call.
When you have a defensive liability in Tyler Harris, someone who the AAC, right, targets on that end of the floor out there to defend on that last play, and he is the guy that's getting beat. Like that, you can just say that's on the 17 and 8-year-olds, or it's on the Tyler Harris himself, but it's on the coach. And we can talk right. Most coaches aren't going to put him in that position to be guarding on that play. And so again, it can't just be all on players. Penny has certainly had a hand in this and is responsible.
Yeah. Oh, we go to Braden. Braden, you're on.
We're all in the same place, guys. Like we just want to see this team play well. But my question is, like y'all talked about culture and y'all talked about growth. It just seems like you get two steps forward and you get four steps back.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about coaching and growth as a coach, like, how do you not win a state championship with James Wiseman and Malcolm Dandridge as the seniors? I had somebody ask me that the other day, and I was like, I thought about that, and I was like, damn, like, we're at this far in, and you can't ignore that. Like, we love the guy, but you got to have growth. We got
to
see it.
Well, and look, you got to be willing to, as a university and as a program, you got to be willing to look at this objectively, you know, I mean,
you see all these look at the guys in the NFL that just got the leash pulled, Miami, Texans, all these things. Like, you can't pull the leash too early. Like, Penny's selling tickets, like y'all talked about. That's half this thing is revenue.
Yep.
But you got to win basketball games. You got to see growth. You got to see the guy grow.
But look, we know, Brayden, appreciate the call. We know that if you continue to lose games like you lost on Saturday, that does dry up. I mean, it's going to. And if that does happen, then the conversation again turns. We go to Craig. Craig, you're on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Craig?
Hey, man. How you doing, John?
All good, brother.
I think that the moment that Penny starts to recruit players not on their rank and more on the style of play that he wants to play, he's going to be more successful. And if he continues to recruit players because of their rank, then he's going to have to coach like Coach K and some of these people and Coach Calipari that coach people that are, you know, recruited for their rank and basically look at players and say, I don't really give a darn. You're sitting on the bench until you start playing defense, or you're sitting this. But, you know, coaches that are very successful that I know are ones that recruit players to play their style of game, not what the players are used to playing. But I love y'all's show, and Happy New Year to all you guys.
Hey, Craig, talk to you later. Appreciate it as always, man. I don't know if it's like Penny says, oh, this kid's ranked high, I'm going to go. I mean, I think he wants to recruit the best players, you know, because he feels like the best players he can get at Memphis. But
that can't be the culture. The culture can't be we just get the best players and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's done and you've coached them.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's it's all over. They got to go out and win it. It doesn't end there. Like, yeah. Because like we know things happen in college basketball. Penny should know it. Having right. this started with James Wiseman, like we know the right. story. Like this could, it can right. be here 1 minute and gone the next. Well, you got to roll with the punches in college basketball.
You do.
And it, that's what makes it hard. It just yes. seems like his answer to the problem has always been throw talent at it, but it's never been the smaller things, the culture. That,
right.
Like, again, we thought defense was one of those.
Yep.
I would still put it in that category because you were so successful for yep. two. But again, just as characteristic has been the turnovers, the free throw shooting,
yep.
you know, the smaller things, the fundamental things that I don't know that you have paid enough attention to. Again, thinking if I throw talent at the issue, maybe we don't necessarily have to work as much on that.
Yeah.
At least that's what it looks like on the floor.
We go to Deborah. Deborah, you're on.
Hi, John and Jason.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, first time caller, but a long time listener. Now, I understand that this is a young team. This is a young coach. And you guys, Jason, you'd be so excited when they recruit all these players, and John, you as well. And just as soon as they hit a bump in the road, you guys, y'all crucify Penny and this team. These are still grown men who make their own decisions. Culture has not a lot to do with it as far as you guys say it does. What I say is that none of you are coaches. None of you have never coached a game in your life. And so how can you be so quick to tell coaches how they ought to coach a game? But I think you ought to get behind them, stop being on these, what you call them, quick fan. When it goes wrong, everybody's angry. When it goes right, everybody's happy. Let's just get behind this team and this coach and stop talking about getting rid of people. And that, and yeah, y'all get folks to ask in a minute, go talking about, oh, we're going to give him the action. He doesn't act right. Let the man at least concrete himself in that, at the school that he's given so much for. I just don't have – I'm not a coach. I don't have a lot of knowledge about basketball, but I have a lot of knowledge about people. Stick with Penny and this team. Stop putting this team down. Like I said, the first of the year, Jason, you were so hyped. You could
Deborah,
not
okay.
She's right. You were so hyped, bro.
Deborah, we were all hyped.
You were hyped.
And no, Deborah, you ain't a coach and I ain't a coach, but you smart enough to know you wouldn't have had Tyler Harris in at the end of that game. I bet you that, Deborah.
Bingo.
I bet you, Deborah.
I don't know about that now.
Well, and it cost him the game, Deborah.
Go roll.
That's a fair
like,
point.
Like, that's what we need from a coach. And again, we all
it's getting
want
a little contentious but here. I mean, it really
we
is.
We all want Penny to succeed. This idea,
and those were the callers, not y'all. Like Deborah, I mean, to be fair, we opened the phones up, and they were saying it, not these guys. I don't mean to.
We all want Penny to succeed, Deborah.
Well, and
well, but sometimes I can't tell by the way you talk, you know.
But Deborah, we got to be
news me.
But Deborah, they were ranked in the top 15 as the when the season started.
I don't fault Penny for that. I fault the people that ranked them.
Everybody except Penny can't be wrong. Is everybody except Penny?
Penny bears some fault too. He bears some blame.
He has to. But it's the way it gets the business, Deborah. You know that.
Let's just get behind this team and say, go Tigers.
Deborah, appreciate the call.
Here it go, Deborah. Go Tigers. I hope they go on a 16-game winning streak off us saying, go Tigers. But we know, too, Deborah, that ain't reality.
But I think there is some – I think rooted in that is some truth. You ain't never coached a day in your life.
You haven't either.
Hey,
except for that Houston basketball team you were insisting on.
Yeah, so you come up in here.
High school.
Staff member.
You come up in here, and you try to call for people. And you ain't got no skin in that game.
We're not going to sit up here and not ask any questions, guys. And especially, when we're talking about at the end of games, when there's questionable things happening.
There's only seven players to play in the ball game, and you subbed out Duren when Harris was shooting free throws.
Yeah.
Like, very simple.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not about we're reacting to real things that are happening, and whether you are a coach or not, we're all witnessing it. We're all witnesses.
We're watching
to this.
The games,
and we're simply offering our views on the thing, right? And I think the objective view is that take out the. Let's just get behind this team, right? That's totally separate.
Right.
Everybody wants Penny Hardaway to be successful at the University of Memphis. Everybody wanted this season to end in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. There's nobody on this air that didn't want that, that doesn't want that. It's asinine to suggest that that is not the case. But it's not the case because this team is 9-7 and they're losing to Tulane and they're losing to East Carolina, and players are this team is constantly shrouded in mystery with who's hurt, who's playing, what assistant is on the bench, which one's not. Is there an open line of communication between the bench and Penny? I mean,
yeah, that's a culture problem.
We have to be honest, regardless. I mean, we came in here and destroyed Tubby Smith every single day, and we didn't feel a tinge of guilt about it.
Well, hello there.
Because the program was in shambles.
Well, the program was being cheated.
Yes. Every
an
day.
Effort level and
every day.
Else. That
right?
was the difference.
Though. And so we have to keep the same energy in terms of what we believe the program can be, regardless of who the gatekeeper at the moment is. Right now, that gatekeeper is Penny Hardaway. Right now, the program's trajectory is pointing down. That is not a final ruling. This is not judgment day, right? We come on here every day, 5 days a week, and we react to things that are happening on the basketball court. That is the nature of this whole thing. And right now, on Monday, January 17th, the program's in a bad place. Not to say they can't crawl out of it. In fact, we talked about it earlier. We think, hey, they just might be able to. Thursday against SMU, ESPN2, they damn near might. DeAndre comes back. We'll come in here on Friday and say, hey, you know, this team, conference tournament. But
no, ain't nobody saying that, fool.
But I will say,
that's you from game to game. Deborah should have been talking to you.
Your dreams of an at-large berth, those we have to have a procession for, right? Those are, I mean, that you're just not going to be able to do enough. You beat Houston twice, I guess. Maybe you get back on that line. But again, it's impossible to project out on this Memphis basketball team because we don't know what mindset they're going to be in. We don't know who is going to play. So it's impossible to talk about games into the future because the uncertainty is enormous. The mystery, game to game, it's crazy. There's so much mystery. You like mysteries?
No, not with my college basketball team.
But don't you think that's the other problem? Is like you can't count on anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't count on anything.
Yeah, that's again, that goes back to a cultural issue when you want to be able to fall back on something.
Yeah.
With this team, there hasn't been anything to fall.
But I think within that,
if it was just about hope and supporting Penny Hardaway, he'd already be a great coach. We'd have a finished product over there.
Right.
Well, and look, and there is no denying that in terms of who has done the most for Memphis basketball, I mean Penny, right? I mean he has given money, he has given himself, he took the job for less money, right? Than other coaches probably would have gotten when he got the job.
It was a service.
But the other piece of that is the program is bigger than any one person. It is. And if we get to a point to where the program is in bad health and things stop happening, you have to have difficult conversations. That's the part of it. So and that's today. But I do think Deborah had a point. I think as somebody that has never coached before, there are just some areas you got to stay out of.
Oh no, I will. I'm not worried about Deborah.
Well,
the,
I think
whole
again,
support and all that.
Hold
stuff.
That mirror up, Coach.
I think Deborah is the reason why this program continues to be a good program despite everything that's going on.
Because there's a passion.
That call is what I hear. Like when we're not doing great.
Where it's misplaced is just because you are questioning
with you on this.
Something that's going wrong doesn't mean you are rooting against it or not passionate
that's
for
right.
it. That's ridiculous.
That's
right.
ridiculous.
As a matter of fact, that's what you do when you're passionate about something to a point. You
you're
think,
right.
okay, there could be an issue there. You don't just blindly follow. When we do that, you can be led astray
that's
to
right.
the point. If we had blindly followed Tubby, how many people would be sitting in there at this point? Because I'm telling you, in that instance, he was cheating in terms of staff effort level recruiting, in terms of what this program can draw in. Tubby was selling you short, but getting the full payment for it. That was the point. If we didn't question that, if someone doesn't question that, then where does your program end up? That was the point. You can question and still root for it to do well at the same time.
Yep.
Here's the reason we root for it is because we know what that program means to the university in result, what it means to the city.
That's right.
We all want to see it do well. Whether we graduated from Memphis, whether you're an SEC fan, you understand what that program means to Memphis. We all want it to do well.
Yep.
And if you just sit around blindly just hoping for it to.
That's right.
How does Penny Hardaway ever get to a point where he realizes, you know what, there are some things I got to work on as a coach?
That's true.
If no one's questioning him.
Yes.
If his assistants aren't telling him there might be a better way. Got to listen.
Yep.
Number one.
Yep.
Then you got to be willing to know that you don't know everything. And even Coach K would tell you that.
That's exactly right.
That's great.
All right. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Wild Card Weekend. Grizzlies back in action today. Lots more to come. You're listening to The Coach's Show. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Do it, they pay me to
show you I do it again. Live Up Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency. Hey, if you are finally getting off the sidelines, thinking about selling your home, getting a new one here in the Memphis area, Tennessee and Mississippi, there's a Live Love Memphis Group because they're going to work miracles. They're going to help you get the most money for your home, help you find the home of your dreams. The market's still great, still a good time. So if that's you, if that applies to you, and you want a great team working for you, email them, sold@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200 is the way you get in touch with Jennifer Carstensen. 3 years ago, I got in touch with her. She sold my home for a price I didn't think she was going to be able to come through on. She came through and more, because then she helped us find our dream home as well. You could have a similar experience. But I bet you make a lot more off your home than I did 3 years ago, because you're in a better market, right? But you get with the wrong group and they'll sell you short. Dennis sold his home for $20,000 more than what other agents were saying could sell it for. That's why you get with the Live Love Group and Jennifer Carstensen. She's going to get every last dollar. 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. All right, every day at this time we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies tipping off at 2:30 today. We'll take you all the way up to pregame, starting right here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 2 o'clock with the great Jessica Benson. And here, tip off 2:30 with the great Eric Hasseltine, taking on a Bulls team that, despite the fact that it's number one still in the East, sitting at 27-14, is struggling, having lost three straight and four of five, John, out of those three straight.
And some blowouts in there, too.
To Brooklyn, Golden State, and at Boston. And again, you're doing this at a time that you have no Zach LaVine, you have no Caruso, which we've talked about quite a bit going back to last week, no Derrick Jones Jr., who, by the way, they were starting at power forward, basically because of his versatility defensively, and the fact that they're short in. No Lonzo Ball tonight either. Javonte Green, Tyler Cook also out for the Bulls. So this is a Bulls team, be a shell of itself, essentially, and a Grizz team, obviously, that had its winning streak, franchise record winning streak, stopped at 11 against the Dallas Mavericks last time out. We talked about it. Just looked like a team that run out of gas.
Yes, it did.
And John Morant have Did he end up with 12 or 15 in that first half?
He had 19, I think 14 probably sounds about right.
But in that second half just sort of ran out of gas. And it was sort of reflective of the entire team's effort. That was not a great Tyus Jones game off the bench. He had been spectacular the entire time for the most part during this streak. And, you know, all good things eventually come to an end. John and I have already talked about it. This is where you pick back up and start a new streak against a Bulls team that, because it's so shorthanded, you should hopefully be able to take advantage of. Again, I go back to my email. Looks like Taylor Jenkins has taken part, at least in the pregame stuff with the media. Hopefully that's an indication that he is back in the lineup. Remember, the Grizzlies have been doing it without their coach as well. He had been in health and safety protocols, and I believe for a long time when he trapped out in L.A., he just stayed quarantined out in L.A. while the team had been back, all that kind of stuff. So hopefully it'll be a good thing, the Grizzlies having Taylor Jenkins back this afternoon in this MLK Day celebration that we know is also on TNT and everything else. So
in terms of that game on
Grizzlies 8.5-point favorite.
Yeah. I mean, it was weird the way it played out, you know, because the Grizz were up 5.5. You know, like, and you're like, okay, you know,
55-50, yes.
12, you know, I mean, Luka was playing pretty well, but you just kind of felt like, all right, you're in a good spot here, up 5 at the half. And then, man, what they have, they scored 30 in the second half?
30 total, yes. 18 in the third, just 12 in the fourth. Hell, Dallas had 34 by itself in the third quarter.
That was weird, the way the game just turned on a dime like that. But I do think, like, if you were just watching the way the jumpers were leaving the Grizz hands, like, everything was flat, everything was short.
In the meantime, Doncic is just putting up a triple-double seemingly effortlessly.
Yes.
And without shooting the ball well from deep. Yes. Like, he couldn't hit a thing from deep, but he did everything else. 27 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists.
I know it's disappointing.
6 turnovers.
It's disappointing to not have, you know, won 49 straight, you know. I think there were some people probably
to not be hoping this was 13 right here this today.
Yeah, I mean, it would have felt like it. You had a great chance to extend it. But, Jason, we can't cry. We can't cry over what's done, my friend.
No, we had to be happy that it happened, and you set a whole new franchise record. We're all happy that it happened, John. We're not crying.
Yes, and so they will certainly try to extend a new one, start a new one today against your Chicago Bulls. Martin Luther King Day festivities, obviously, as well. The Grizz always do a great job with that. 2:30, catch that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Pregame starts, I mean, the minute we go off the air at 2 o'clock, you're going to get pregame right here.
Go right into it.
On 92.9 FM ESPN. So
next story.
Wild card weekend. Interesting weekend. Not a great one in terms of if you were hoping for a competitive game. I mean, you had basically
just
had
Niners,
two.
Cowboys, right? Y'all and Bengals.
Yeah, those are the two.
Yeah, you guys had a chance there late.
But, I mean, 9 yards out, man. We
made
were
it
nine
hurt a little bit
out.
Mo, didn't it?
And then, like, the fact that.
I bet Deborah was somewhere laughing that you had to suffer.
I don't think
like
so.
That.
I don't think Deborah was.
Just for me, huh?
I don't think she was laughing.
Raiders lost?
I mean, maybe that was something you were doing, which is sad. It says a lot about you.
I was pulling for you to get to the Titans, made it very clear last week.
We were right there. I mean, because the Bengals, for all the stupid things we did, they could not cash in, you know? They would get down in the red zone, and they would settle for field goals. That being said, Joe Burrow was unbelievable. Like, they sacked him maybe once or twice.
How is that with as bad as their offensive line's been at times this year? Including bad yesterday.
I mean, sometimes that's just how it be, Coach.
Or Saturday.
You know, I mean, that's just how it is. But we just couldn't get – we could not generate consistent pressure, which I thought was, you know, the key to it. And I said on the show Friday, I said if they put the game in the hands of Joe Burrow, they'll probably win. If you try to do what you did against the Raiders in the regular season matchup, which is a heavy dosage of Joe Mixon – then you're probably going to lose. And they went with Joe Burrow. They put it in his hands. First time, you know, starter in the playoffs. And, man, he looked good. He looked really, really good. Ja'Marr Chase, what do you have, like 117?
He was over 100. Yep.
Again.
Nine targets or nine catches? He was up there. I pulled it up.
Yeah, I think it was targets. But you know, look, some decisions, right? Some decisions that are going to have to be made for the Raiders in terms of that coach and other things like that. But we got there, Jason, and that's fun.
Do you have no feeling on whether or not you should keep it or not? No passion all year long. For 2 years I've been screaming, fire Matt Nagy.
I think you probably have to keep him because he.
It's a Bisaccia.
That was an impossible situation, don't you think? Like if I'd have told you, hey,
doesn't sound like you've got one way, you know, any real conviction one way or the other.
Well, because
though.
I do think sometimes he's pretty conservative. Like he's a special teams coach, you know, and special teams coaches tend to be on the more conservative side. Like I'm always about the aggression. But, you know, that's one game. Raiders fall just short. The Bills killed the Patriots.
Jamar had 9 receptions on y'all face, fool.
Man, we couldn't stop anybody.
9 for 116.
We could not stop anybody.
Anyway.
Big test for Joe Burrow next week. I mean, that's going to be
Failed test.
I mean, you don't give them any chance, bro. You don't give the Bengals any chance against the Titans. None.
Did you hear me about fresh-legged Derrick Henry?
Did they lose to the Jets with Derrick Henry?
Possibly.
Yes, they did. So they can certainly lose to the Bengals.
It's the NFL. Like that we saw that all season long. Is it the number one seed?
It is.
Did they bounce back from losing to the Jets without Derrick Henry and earn the number one seed?
That stuff don't mean nothing now. That stuff don't mean nothing. Once the game starts, the seeding matters none.
Do you not see that it's a blessing in disguise for them that Derrick Henry got hurt? That they were still able to earn the number one seed and get the bye, and now they got this man basically having played half a season. He's fresher as a result. Like, you are still going to get big, strong Derrick Henry. Have you seen this dude rehabbing? Like, he's had this stuff circled, bro.
That's the idea, right?
And that's how you beat Joe Burrow, is you run that ball down Cincinnati's throat, just like you guys were able to do with Josh Jacobs. What did he average? 6.4 a carry?
Yep.
Josh Jacobs averaged 6.4 a carry. What's Derrick Henry going to do to him? Run third street Derrick Henry if you want to. What you call him? Deonta, yes. Whatever the hell his name is. He was fantastic in Derrick's stead. You can still run him at him. You can throw all kinds of different looks. Cincinnati will not be a problem.
I think Joe Burrow's going to be a handful. I think Jumper's going to be a handful. He will be heard from, sir. He will be, and that receiving core. It's going to be a real stress test.
You guys ran the ball 14 times because of game script. You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But when you ran it 14 times for 103.
Yep. And then
14 for 103. That's going to be a run oriented offense they're playing next week. That's going to do a lot more than run it 14 times, like triple that.
I look forward to it. I think it should be a fun.
Joe Burrow.
What will you say about the Titans if they lose to the Bengals? I just want to know. What's a preview?
Well, you still Mike Vrabel coach of the year, but it'll be an absolute letdown to lose to this Bengals team. Joe Burrow's what, second year?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. It's not their time, it's your time.
Yeah.
You were built for this. You revamped the defense. You stopped the run. Make Joe Burrow, because Mixon's not gonna do anything. That's number two against the run.
Yeah.
The Titans are.
Yeah.
Like, it's go time now, John.
I think you're right. It should be. We'll see. Okay, elsewhere, the Eagles, I think, learned that Jalen Hurts is now the answer. Fair to say?
Yeah.
That was bad. And that's a secondary, by the way.
I feel like somebody else is going to try with him, but you're right. I think for them, Sirianni?
Yeah.
Probably going to tell himself, you know what, I got to make a move. I read they've got 3 first-rounders, and so they can sort of try to shake things up. If it's moving up, if it's making a trade to go get a Russell Wilson or whatever it is, they've got some draft capital. They've got some assets in terms of an ability to make a move for a quarterback. Again, no, you look at the draft and you say no.
Yep.
But they could make a trade for somebody with 3 first-rounders.
Yeah, I mean, he just, you know, and look, I'm rooting for him, and I want him to do well, right, because he seems like a great guy.
Well,
right?
Let's be real. He's come a long way already, though, because a lot of folks thought coming out of that he was just athlete. I guess the Oklahoma year made it look a little better.
Right.
But he's come a long way from just being athlete playing quarterback to a guy that could play on Sundays. That said, I just think there's a ceiling.
You know, the Eagles have 3 first-rounders in the draft. But I'm saying, like, you can package those if you want to go try to get – yeah, like, I mean, even if you don't want to draft one, you go get one.
Yeah.
Wilson, Rodgers, and it seems like Deshaun Watson is – I mean, that might get settled at some point. You know, so
it has to. I mean, it'll get settled at some point this offseason.
There will be an opportunity to upgrade. I thought in terms of when it mattered, it was as bad a performance as you will see. Like compare that with Joe Burrow. Now, I know Joe Burrow is just a different quality, right? But that was Joe Burrow's first playoff game, too. And he looked like a veteran. He looked like he belonged. Jalen Hurts looked like he did not. And that's a secondary that can be taken advantage of and has been taken advantage of many times this year.
We've seen, you know, young quarterbacks make mistakes before.
No, he was just bad, though. He was just bad altogether. Like, there was nothing, like, they didn't even trust him to throw downfield there. It took to like the end of the first half, they even let him go downfield. Goddard is a beast, though. I like him.
Again, I'm just saying that to say I don't think that they've had Jalen necessarily in the right position for parts of this season. Remember, they start the season, they're asking him to go
out and be
a 300-yard passer. They finally find out at the end of the year they're more of a run-based squad. Let's do that. Sort of like the Titans do with Tannehill.
Yep.
When healthy, right? And then Jalen Hill go out and play. Jalen Hurts play off of that, be a play-action guy. I just thought that's more the formula.
Yeah.
He may have a cap on him. I just think there's going to be another team that says, you know what, let's give it a try. I'm not buying into that. He's got a chance to keep growing and be a great one, but listen, he's come a long way already, and somebody, because of that talent, because of that athleticism, will give him another shot.
I'll say this.
I don't think it's going to be Philly, though. They're ready to move on. I'm with you on that.
The other takeaway, and again, it's probably influenced by the margin, but the other thing I really believed after this weekend is that the Bills could represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Like, that could happen.
Again, that was a Patriots team that had let go. That's why I was so sure about that victory. You know, drop 3 or 40 in the regular season. That thing was done, and you saw them get absolutely housed by that Bills. I don't think the Bills are that good, where it's literally they're not going to punt in their next game either. Like that said, it was very impressive.
Yes. So I like – I mean, look, Bills, Kansas City, that's a hell of a game.
Woo!
That is a hell of a game. I think Bills,
Ooh.
Slight favorites.
You like the Bills there?
I kind of don't, because I do feel like this is like Kansas City's time. Again, though, I mean,
this game's at KC, right? I would think that they're favored.
Both Kansas City and the Bills, I thought, I mean, you can't ask them to play.
Right now, 2-point favorite.
Yeah, 2-point, yep.
Yeah, so anyway.
What do you think, Jason? I mean, you sound
get,
right
get on
you.
The record right now. We need it.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I just think the Bills get the check mark defensively.
Yeah.
With the way they played, I could see them going into KC getting a win. Yeah. I could see it. Ask me closer to game time in terms of pick. We'll see what it looks like this week.
Yeah. But so that was the takeaway for me. Obviously, the latest was that there are some in Dallas who do believe maybe that Mike McCarthy, the guillotine is going to come down. Is that what they were saying?
Yep. 105.3 has got an inside reporter guy who says that they're thinking about it.
Is that the station that Jerry Jones will go on during the season?
I think he's going on the ticket.
Okay.
Those two stations have about 5 beat writers on each of them covering about – they got an offensive guy. I mean, it's ridiculous the way
they
cover that
team. Yeah, I mean, again, like, you just have to look at it and say, okay, you won their division by default because the division sucks, you know?
Yeah, they won 6-0 against it.
But you have too much invested. You have too much talent on both sides of the ball, quite frankly, for – and it's not that you lost to San Francisco, right? Like, it's a playoff game, you know? It's an elimination game. One team wins, one team loses. But it's the way that you lost.
I will say the coordinators watching that game yesterday are not above reproach. And what I mean by that is, like, Zeke was banged up. Like, let Pollard run the ball then. And then on the defensive side, it's like you got a gambler over there in the secondary, trying to pick off every ball. Mm-hmm. So you're getting beat all the time. Like, you know, there are some things they've got to clean up too.
No, I don't really. I mean, I thought the defense made plays when they had to, you know, the offense obviously.
The offense was brutal and bad stuff happened. Dak did not play great.
Yeah. And so I think those are things you have to keep in mind. But I don't think anybody is above reproach in that organization right now. Anybody. So we'll see what happens. But that was Wild Card Weekend. Sets up a pretty good divisional round this weekend. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Respect Burgers. And then Jason Fitz is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
DeMorant and a hanging reverse jam. Oh, that is athleticism you simply cannot teach. Great feed by Anderson. Finished by Morant. He's got 27, and the Grizz up by 9.
MLK special this afternoon. Pregame all day with us. Jessica Benson and the Grizzlies Radio Network pregame at 2 o'clock. Tip at 2:30. Grizzlies Bulls on 92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station. The new year means new great savings at Gossett Kia on the Pike. 10 years of worry-free driving. We Gossett with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS or 2022 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. Forte, $27.99 due at signing. Sportage, $34.99 due at signing. Let your adventures begin with 2022 Kia Sorento, $359 a month. $34.99 due at signing. All 36-month leases. Come see Bobby J. He's ready to put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7. KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it. 36 monthly, so 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Sportage, N 702-7277, MSRP 25460, Forte 8044, 2833, MSRP 21980, Sorento, NGO 990119, MSRP 35340. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, must finance through KMF, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 2/3/2022, dealer stock only.
The COVID vaccine and booster are available at the Shot Nurse. To receive the vaccine or booster, call to make an appointment at 685-9999 or go to shotnurse.com.
I get my vaccines at the Shot Nurse.
The Shot Nurse.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. You know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at toppsbarbecue.com.
You probably wouldn't leave thousands of dollars on the table at a diner. Why leave thousands on the table with your tax return? Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you don't. This year, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits. Your Jackson Hewitt tax pro will help you track down every last one, so you get your biggest refund guaranteed. Don't leave thousands on the table this year. Discover thousands of dollars in tax credits instead.
Check, please.
Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com.
There's a security guard who works the floor at Grizzlies games, and whenever he sees me looking particularly good, he smiles and says, O'Call. And he's right, of course. That's what the folks at O'Call can do. They can help you find the perfect clothing to look and feel your very best. That's the reason O'Call has been helping Memphians since before James Naismith invented basketball. So visit O'Call at Poplar and Ridgeway. It's a Memphis institution because it's fresher and better today than it has ever been.
Hey, Jeff Allen, it's a new year, and that means time to make your customers happy in 2022 at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Happy, happy is easy to do with our great savings. I've got a take-your-pick that will knock your socks off. How about a 2022 Kia Forte LXS or a 2022 Kia Sportage? Your choice, $199 per month.
Forte's $27.99 due at signing, and Sportage is $34.99 due at signing, plus all Gossett Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
Plus a 2022 Kia Sorento $359, only $34.99 due at signing, and all 36-month leases. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Sportage, N 702-7277, MSRP 25460, Forte 8044, 2833, MSRP 21980, Sorento, NGO 990119, MSRP 35340. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance through KMF. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 2/3/2022. Dealer stock only.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show reminding you that if you're a vodka drinker, make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly. So don't do that. Just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com.
The final night of Wild Card Weekend just got wilder because FanDuel Sportsbook's hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds. That means you can bet 5 to win 150 bucks on any team to win any Wild Card game. And for you, that means tonight's game, the Arizona Cardinals against the Rams, I'm saying take the Rams. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. Love FanDuel Sportsbook because it's simple and easy to use. Plus, you get those winnings back in as little as 2 hours. Already have FanDuel Sportsbook? FanDuel's hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend's going to get $50 as well. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code JSmith when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code JSMITH and pick your wild card team to win. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wait wager and designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee use fulfilled inside credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing is now currently hiring all positions. If you're ready to take your career to the next level, please apply today. Choate's is offering huge sign-on bonuses to seasoned technicians, plumbers, installers, and air duct cleaners. At Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing, we offer a career, not just a job, by putting you in a paid training program to develop your technical and customer service skills to best serve our customers. Choate's offers top pay in the Mid-South, weekly pay, paid vacation and holidays, company matching retirement account, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, and Christmas, Thanksgiving, and birthday bonuses. If this sounds like an exciting opportunity for you, then we should talk. So call us at 347-8086 or apply online at choateshvac.com under the careers link. Come join our family.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. The people who refuse to make trade-offs in life. Like when Jeff's old car insurance got so expensive that he couldn't afford to drive anymore. You think he started begging for rides? No. But he did find Direct Auto's low down payment that allowed him to drive instead of compromise. With a down payment as low as $35, you too can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a quote today at directauto.com. Rates and pay plans vary. Low down payment is not savings. Terms apply. How you buy can affect price. National General Group wins in sale.
Your life, your hopes, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., it's really none of our business, and it shouldn't be anyone else's. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So I know we've all heard and read about things like chip shortages and how maybe on these car lots there just aren't as many new cars, not as much inventory. You probably heard that. Especially if you're in the market for a new one. Well, that is not a problem at Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Ram in Millington. What you want, what you need, it's there. If it's not, and the off chance that it's not, our man Shaq, he will find it for you. Maybe at an even better price than you thought. Go down to our man down there in Millington. His name's Shaq. Great dude. Tell him we sent you.
Beautiful lot's got everything on it. Again, if he doesn't, he's going to go out and find it for you. Shaq is. Probably tell you a fantasy baseball camp story. You'll love that. Check out those new Grand Cherokee L Series, the Wagoneer, the Grand Wagoneer. John and I have gotten some of these. You're not going to believe the deals. They're going to work for you. Special interest rates, 0% financing. Again, hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, two certified trucks, cars, and SUVs. It's only one place to go. See why there are a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time. That's our guy, Shaq, out at Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram out in Millington. Go see him.
Some big-time things happening over at the University of Memphis football program as Ryan Silverfield has made some hires. Matt Barnes, we know, already announced as the defensive coordinator coming over from Ohio State. It's a big-time prestige job, right? Ohio State to Memphis.
Yep.
And he was introduced today. And then to replace Kevin Johns, Silverfield has turned to Marshall OC and QB coach Tim Kramsey. Tim Kramsey expected to leave Thundering Herd to take the same job here in Memphis. Let me give you a little bit of background on this Thundering Herd offense. They had the third-best scoring offense in CUSA. 33 points a game. They were second in the league with 294.6 passing yards a game. They were fourth in the league in rushing yards at 161.9 yards per game. Do you like what you hear about Tim Kramsey?
Yeah, 16th nationally total offense. Okay. I'm not as worried about what he did. You know, being third in CUSA doesn't sound all that great, John.
No, it doesn't.
Sold it to me, that national thing. In fact,
top 30, I think, nationally.
Yeah. 16th nationally total offense, 18th in passing, 30th in scoring. To the 33 points that you mentioned. Listen, it's hard to say, you know, at this point.
Of course.
The resume looks solid, but hopefully a Memphis program that's clearly got, you know, you're trying to get that run game back. That's the part about it. I mean, yep. Especially if you're going to have Seth Hennigan in the fold and you know that, you feel pretty good about that. It's getting that run game reestablished. Feels like they're trying to do that, hitting the transfer portal. Obviously got that kid last week that should be able to add to that, maybe become your lead guy. There's a hope that he comes in here and does a good job.
No, I think in terms of the transfer portal,
it's the kid's name they got from Illinois. What Northern, you know, the running
it
back.
It just happened, man. Duck. So, you have to forgive me.
That's him.
Yeah.
Running back at an NIU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also important who they haven't lost to the transfer portal, right?
Quarterback.
That's exactly right. They have not had Seth Hennigan or Ducker. Anybody yet.
Jay Ducker.
Yeah, Ducker. Yeah, Ducker. Hmm. They have not had any quarterback transfer yet. I'm assuming that will happen just because of the way that this stuff works. But I would say Silverfield certainly is winning the transfer portal this year as opposed to last year when, you know, he lost some key contributors and the guys that they brought in didn't necessarily do as much as you'd hope. So I think that's the key right now for Memphis. You know, they seem to have really done a good job of winning that battle this year.
How are you going to keep – when's Gunnell going to transfer?
Yeah, I mean,
if you're keeping Tevin
happen.
Carter and you're doing
yeah. – And that's
Seth Hennigan
to be expected.
Kind of surprised he's not already in the portal, don't you think?
Yeah, he's probably trying to wait it out and see exactly does Seth leave. You know what? I'm assuming that's probably a game of chicken there. And then depending on when and if Seth, I don't know if Seth announces something right, like hey, I'm back. I don't know how that will work, but
because Grant's got, I think it's three,
mm-hmm.
3 years.
Yeah, I mean he's got a. You know, if it's not here,
you would think the market for him too, with that many years left, would be pretty stout.
No, it will be.
For a guy with
go
his...
Go start somewhere. I don't know where, but he can go start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he should. I mean, that's the thing, is that he should start somewhere. And I think he's just waiting on that decision from, Hennigan, whatever that becomes official. So, some developments over at the University of Memphis football program, and we'll see just how good they are when the next season rolls around. All right, we'll come back. Respect Burgers, going to get into that. Mm-hmm. Some deserving members this week, and then Jason Fitz is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn to FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.